Opening scene, arriving. On a crisp February morning in 1870, the most dazzling and flamboyant sisters in American history made their debut. Victoria Woodhull and Tennessee Coughlin had plotted, cajoled, and advertised, and had been written up with besotted fervor in major New York newspapers by male reporters, stunned by their beauty and daring. As their open carriage turned the corner at Wall Street and Broad, the sisters could see the mob moving toward their brand-new Woodhull, Coughlin & Company brokerage firm. Estimates of the crowd reached 2,000 and up. 100 policemen were called out to keep order. Here they were, the first lady stockbrokers in the world. Wall Street had never seen anything like it, nor would it again for nearly 100 years. The buzz on the street, abetted by the sisters, was that the coarse, ruthless, and immensely rich, in fact the richest man in America, Cornelius Vanderbilt, had bankrolled the young beauties. Males eagerly grabbed the reins of the high-stepping horses, and as the sisters descended lightly from the carriage, shouts, cheers, jeers, and catcalls shattered the air. The sisters pushed their way through the boisterous crowd, held back by policemen, opened the door, and went to work. All day, men peered in the windows and doors of Woodhull and Coughlin, and whooped with surprise and pleasure if they caught a glimpse of one of the sisters. A doorkeeper guarded the entrance. Nailed on the door was a sign: "Gentlemen will state their business and then retire at once." The mysterious sisters, who seemed to have stepped out from nowhere, had made the splash they wanted. Everything had been staged to secure the most general and at the same time prominent introduction to the world that was possible, Victoria later admitted.